Well, good morning. Thank you for coming. There are actually more students here, more people here than there were students when I taught a calculus course that started at 8 a.m. in the morning. My co-author Peter Ratz apologises for not being here. He was due to come, and a few weeks ago he had to cancel because of health issues. So this talk is unusual in that it's mainly a historical talk. In fact, in some sense, there's nothing original in my talk. I'm just arranging some facts in a more accessible manner. So, I've worked with Peter Ratz at different times, and during this collaboration, which started a couple of years ago, we haven't ever met each other face to face while we've been working together. And it started off with Peter's historical interest in drainage, and he knew about some drainage work published in 1908 by Lewis Fry Richardson, and he asked me to chase up some of his stuff and read some of the references in English, etc. So, how do I get down? So, I'll start off with calculus class with a quiz. So that picture there is photographed by my iPhone from this book I have in my hand. And this paperback is a 2007 edition of this book, but of course the original hardback was some years ago. So is there anyone in the audience who recognises what that equation is? It's Richard's equation, correct. Richard's equation, 1931, and in fact, in 1981, the American Geophysical Union had a session to mark 50 years of that publication of that equation, which L.A. Richards was able to attend, and separately, Peter Ratz and I both gave talks there. But this book I have in my hand, the original edition, was published in 1922 by Lewis Fry Richardson. And this book is called Weather Prediction by Numerical Process. And that picture is on page 108. And after I gave a version of this talk at Sydney University a couple of months ago, one of my colleagues actually came up afterwards and insisted on seeing it with his own eyes in the book, because he didn't really believe it. He thought I must be making it up. So what this means is that Richardson, sometime before 1922, because Richardson wrote the first draft of his book in 1960, he derived what we now think of as Richard's equation. And so, as I don't know if anyone's ever heard or knows much about the British scientist Lewis Fry Richardson, but he's done an enormous amount of stuff. But for many years he didn't get enough credit for it, or he didn't get much credit for it, for two reasons. One was he was way ahead of his time in most things, and the other one was that some of his stuff was difficult for the people of the day to assimilate. So he was born in 1881, and he was a lifelong pacifist, which negatively affected his scientific work. And he never really had a proper academic position, but nonetheless he did a lot of research. And so in fluid mechanics of the atmosphere, turbulence, they have the Richardson number, which he devised. And John Philip and many others used Richardson extrapolation to improve the convergence of some numerical procedure they were doing. So some of his stuff has filtered out into the general consciousness. And so his first real job after he graduated with a degree in physics and mathematics from Cambridge was he got a job with a company in his hometown Newcastle called National Peat Industries, and he worked on the drainage of peat. And one thing while he was doing that, he published in 1908 numerical solutions of Laplace equation with a free service condition for the drainage of peat. So he was the first to do that. But even a lot of that work was forgotten. And in 1910, he really got seriously stuck into how to find numerical solutions of partial differential equations, not just equations like Laplace's equation, but also the heat or the diffusion equation. And in 1910, he published a paper on numerical solutions of partial differential equations, which had a scheme for the heat equation, which was probably not used until 1940s or so, and he didn't realise it, but in fact his scheme was unstable, which I'll mention later. And so in 1912 he started working in a very remote area in Scotland for the British Meteorological Bureau, just doing weather observations, and he got thinking about weather forecasting. And just on the side, in 1912, after the loss of the Titanic was such a big catastrophe, he invented a scheme for detecting icebergs by acoustic echolocation. And he took out a patent for a kind of sonar. And for his acoustic echolocation, the parabolic reflector he used was an umbrella. So he was very, very practical. And as a pacifist, he drove an ambulance in France in 1916, and in the spare time he did his numerical weather forecast and wrote the first draft of his book, Weather Prediction by Numerical Process. So he had done an enormous amount of stuff from starting being interested in weather in 1912 to 1916. And in 1916, he actually did a numerical weather forecast for an area of Europe, and he had some actual observations that were, I think, 4 hours apart, and he used his numerical weather forecasting system to forecast the weather 4 hours later. And there were two problems with this, why people thought it wasn't such a big deal, because it took him about 4 months to do the calculations to predict the weather 4 hours in advance, so people felt this wasn't very practical. And the other reason was his forecast was actually wrong, and people could see it was wrong. He got very wrong pressures. His pressures went way too high. So not only was it impractical, it was also wrong. But nonetheless, he wrote this book, the original edition of this book, published in 1922, about his work. And as a pacifist, once Winston Churchill in 1920 made the Weather Bureau part of the War Ministry, he resigned on conscientious grounds. And so he wrote this book in 1922, and he developed the Richardson number, etc. It was still used. And 750 copies were printed, fewer were bought, and even fewer were read. And he wrote the verse, big worlds have little worlds that feed on their velocity, and little worlds have lesser worlds, and so on to viscosity, summing up what happens in the atmosphere. And he worked on dispersion of gases in the atmosphere until he learned it was being used for war purposes, and not only did he stop working on that, but he destroyed all of his unpublished work. And so he was well known enough in his day to be elected a Fellow of the Royal Society of London, and then in the 1920s he totally changed fields and started doing psychology and the causes of war. And almost nobody ever read or was interested in his book, but in the 1940s, John von Neumann became interested in numerical weather prediction, and a group of people, in fact, corrected the instability in his Richardson's method, and did a successful weather forecast and predicted the weather 24 hours ahead, and then that took a bit more than 24 hours, and then eventually they had a big breakthrough as computers got faster. They got it down to 24 hours of calculations to predict the weather 24 hours ahead. And of course nowadays, it, with bigger and better computers, it takes a lot less. So that the way that people all over the world forecast the weather by computer is in effect Richardson's method, fixed up for the instability. And just in passing, he wrote a paper on a phenomenon, and his paper was discovered purely by accident by Benoit Mandelbrot, who ran with it, and Benoit Mandelbrot coined the name fractals. So, and you know, always acknowledged his debt to Richardson. So Richardson can be said to have invented the field of fractals as well. So in his weather forecasting, he needed to, as a bottom boundary for his weather, atmospheric weather model, he wanted to model the unsaturated movement of water in soil and also heat. And he's, in his book, he says he was surprised to find nobody had done it, so he had to do it himself, and he did. And he modelled the movement and distillation of what he called the distillation of water under temperature gradients, and also modelled evaporation, evapotranspiration through vegetation. So in a sense, his work in this area anticipated Philip and De Vries and many people who looked at the soil plant atmosphere continuum. So I looked up Web of Science, and no soil water physicists have ever cited Richardson in 1922, and I found one Russian scientist who cited him for soil heat flow. So, but his book was very obscure. Nobody else read it. And one review of his 1922 book said it was full of impenetrable mathematics. And as I said, John von Neumann and company fixed the instabilities. And ironically, I mean, John von Neumann was very interested in weather forecasting. In fact, he wanted to modify the weather, was his aim. But the actual work they did on weather forecasting, which took enormous amounts of calculations on ENIAC, was actually a cover for the work that John von Neumann was doing simultaneously to do enormous calculations for nuclear weapon design. So it was a cover. And even Childs, who wrote the book in 1969, The Physical Basis of Soil Water Phenomena, which has a lot of stuff on drainage, he cites Southwell for numerical solutions of Laplace's equation, but he doesn't even mention Richardson. And weirdly, and I noticed this some years ago, the picture on the book jacket is a drainage flow net from the book, but it's upside down. So in 1910, Richardson devised finite difference solutions of the heat or diffusion equation, and he had an explicit three-level method using central differences, but of course he didn't have two levels to start off with. So to get from the initial state to the first level, he had to use a two-level scheme. And in fact, his two-level scheme is a central difference. And he didn't, and in fact, his three-level difference scheme is unstable. So this is just me recalculating some of his numbers. That's time and distance, so it's just a sine wave initial condition for the heat equation. And he did, in his paper, he did his calculations up to 0.05, which was perfectly fine. And you can see that a bit after that it goes unstable. So if he'd had more energy and time, because he was doing all the calculations by hand, if he'd done his scheme through twice as many time steps, he would have discovered instability, and he would have presumably become famous for that. But he never knew. And so what Crank and Nicholson did in 1947 was to go through Richardson's work and discover that his scheme was unstable, and they used. So what they did, and they became famous, they modified Richardson's scheme, by using his central difference scheme for the first step, as he did, and then what they did after that, they just used the same scheme. So in effect, what Crank and Nicholson did was to use Richardson's method for the first step and use it for all steps, and they became famous, you know, because their paper had an enormous impact, although most people spell it wrong. And when Hanks and Bowers in 1962 did a finite difference scheme for the Richards equation, they, as they say in their book, they modified the Crank-Nicholson scheme, although they spell it wrong, and they solved that they had the first finite difference scheme for the Richards equation and became well known. And so we should really say that Hanks and Bowers, 1962, modified the Richardson scheme to solve the Richardson equation. Okay, I'm finished, thanks.